You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for joining me today. We're about to spend 15 minutes in the Word of God. We're tuning in to His frequency today to hear what God has to say to the churches. As He says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And let's, Lord God, we tune in today to Your voice. Speak to us through Your Word. We listen for You. We listen for what the Holy Spirit has to say to the churches here today. Lead us, guide us, speak to us through the Word of truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We are about wrapping up here chapter one. Now, this is, of course, WGOD Radio. You can follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and Twitter the same thing, at WGOD Radio. On the internet, WGODontheair.net. The Bible I'm using to teach this is my own Bible translation, which I highly recommend for the book of Revelation. I'm using what's called the Annotated EMTV New Testament, and that's the Bible that I've translated. It comes from the majority text. Now, in the book of Revelation, mind you, is the worst book out of all 66 for not having a lot of manuscripts when the Bibles were originally translated. For instance, when they translated the King James Version, which comes from a Greek, from all the Greek manuscripts available back in the year 1516, the man's name was Erasmus, gathered together all the manuscripts that he could. Well, he only had 8 manuscripts for all the other 26 New Testament books. But for the book of Revelation, he only had 1 manuscript. There was hardly any manuscripts available for the book of Revelation. A lot of people didn't accept that book, that it was genuine. So a lot of copyists didn't copy that book. Now, he only had 1 copy, and that copy was tattered, and it didn't have anything after somewhere along the lines of mid-chapter 21. The end of that was missing. So what Erasmus had to do was he had to go to the Latin. There was hundreds of Latin manuscripts. He had to take the Latin and retranslate the Latin into Greek, which is why there are so many textual variances at the end of the book. But now, 500 years later, 498 years later, there are hundreds and hundreds of manuscripts that have been discovered. And my Bible translation is a reading of all of those manuscripts combined. If you've got 500 manuscripts and if 498 of them say, I stood on the sand of the sea, and if 2 say, he stood on the sand of the sea, the majority text theory is you throw out the 2 that say he, and you go with the 498 that says I, because your odds are much better of having the original reading when all of these manuscripts from all over the world are all in agreement with each other, hence the majority text. Now, my Bible translation, New Testament translation, comes from that from the Greek New Testament according to the majority text. And some people think, and I do as well, that it's the closest representation to the original autograph spoken by God you'll ever find is a majority text New Testament. That's what I'm using. Some of these readings are going to be different as we go through this, and I'll point them out to you as we go through them. Now, we're wrapping up here, chapter 1. Now, the key to understanding the book of Revelation is found in verse 19, where Jesus says, "Write therefore the things which you..." Now, first, notice the past, present, and future as he goes along. Past, present, and future. Many times, we need to rightly divide the word of truth, and this book is rightly divided. Rightly divided by past, present, and future. Write therefore the things which you saw and the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter. That's going to be in chapter 4, verse 1, where John hears the sound of a voice saying, "Come up here." But in the meantime, these letters to the churches, which we're starting here today, is the things which are. And that's where we are right now, the church age. The Lord Jesus Christ is instructing these pastors of these churches here, where it says to the angel of the church in Ephesus, right? You know, that's not a very good translation. The Greek word angelos means much more than angel. The word means messenger, as you would imagine. Angelos. You put you in front of it, E-U. You, angelos, is gospel or good message, good news. Euangelion is the Greek word for gospel. So when we see to the angel of the church, no, it's more like to the messenger of the church. The Lord Jesus is sending a letter, dictating a letter to the pastors, the men that are in authority in these churches, not to an angel. He's not sending a letter to give to an angel that no one can see. He's sending a letter to give to the pastor, the one who's in charge over these churches. Now, verse 20, he's going to explain what this is, and then we're going to see this again later on. Each one of these letters to the churches, the Lord Jesus addresses some particular fact about himself, as we're going to see here and as we go through this. "The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands." The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Funny, anytime we have something that's really hard to understand, he explains it to us. There's no misunderstanding what this is. What the seven stars are in his right hand, that's the pastors of these churches. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I take comfort in this being a pastor, the Lord Jesus Christ has the pastors in his hand. He is with them. He is with me. He is with us. As he says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And also we see him walking among the lampstands, which is the churches. The seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Now, he didn't just mean seven only churches, or only seven churches in Asia. This number has got to be representative. This is a number of perfection here. The number seven, we're going to see seven all throughout this book, the significance of the number seven. "The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand," or all the pastors, "the seven golden lampstands," the seven stars are the messenger, the pastors of the seven churches. "The seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches." Now, chapter 2, verse 1. "Now, to the messenger of the church in Ephesus," right? "These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands." Now, there's no misunderstanding what this is, because he just told us at the end of chapter 1. "These things says the one who is in charge." "These things says the one who holds the hearts of the pastors in his hand." "These things says the Son of God who walks in and out among the churches." This is his church. This is the church of Jesus Christ. the churches across America and across the world today, the Lord Jesus Christ is the boss. I've got a sign outside my church on the church sign, which I saw in Colorado years ago. I loved. It said, under same management for over 2,000 years. And I really liked that. Under same management for over 2,000 years. This is the church of Jesus Christ. He is the king. This is his church. He bought the church with his blood. He is the head of the body, which is the church. You and I, he is the head. This is his church. When people persecute the church, they persecute him, as he said to Paul. When Paul was Saul, he said to him, Saul, 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 ti dio kais me. Why do you persecute me, he says. This is his church. When people persecute us and persecute the church, they're persecuting him. Now, to the messenger of the church in Ephesus, right? Now, John is, the Lord Jesus Christ is dictating a letter here to John. This is what I want you to tell them. This is who I am, the one who holds the pastors in his right hand, the one who walks among the church age, walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands throughout all the church ages, all the way back to this Ephesus church, all the way back to the first century, all the way to today as you drive down Courtney Parkway or Wickham Road and you see all these churches out here. The churches that are true to the word of God and have not winked at sin are those the Lord Jesus Christ walks in and out among. Those that have accepted sin, those that have compromised and have allowed sin in the door to be stylish because they don't want to offend anyone, the Lord Jesus Christ does not walk among them anymore. As he says, if you don't do this one thing you lack, he's going to say, then I will remove your lampstand. And that's what he promises. Man, we have to stay in the word of God. We can't compromise. One of these churches I was just teaching, it's a church just on Thursday night. The church at Pergamos is known as the compromising church. When we get to that one in about 2 years, when we get to chapter, end of chapter two here, we'll see on the compromising church. And these churches, he's promised, if you don't walk with me and continue to live a godly, holy lives and holding to the word, then I'm going to remove your lampstand and he won't walk in and out among you anymore. To this church, he says in verse 2, I know your works and your labor and your hupomone, your endurance, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you tested those who say that they are apostles and are not, and you found them to be false. Some translations say found them to be liars. In our next program tomorrow, we're going to look at how to test someone who says that they are an apostle. You know, there's a way to test them. There's a lot of people out here today who call themselves apostles. There is a way to do what Jesus just said, to test people to see whether or not they are. Thank you for having us tuned in here today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.